John chapter 18. When he had said these things, Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Brook, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples went into. Now Judas, who would betray him, also knew the place, because Jesus had often gathered there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a cohort and officers from the senior priests and Pharisees, went there with torches and lamps and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing everything that was coming upon him, went out and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who would betray him, was also standing with them. Now when he said to them, "I am he," they backed away and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They then said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus replied, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these go." This was in order that the words which he had said might be fulfilled, "I have not lost any of those whom you have given me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, and it cut off his right ear. The name of the servant, by the way, was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword in its sheath. Shall I in any way not drink the cup which the Father has given me?" Then the cohort and the cohort commander and the officers from the Jews seized Jesus and bound him, and they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest in that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should perish for the sake of the people. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was following Jesus, as was the other disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and he went with Jesus into the high priest's precinct. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came out and spoke to the doorkeeper girl, and she brought Peter in. Then the doorkeeper maidservant said to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "No, I am not." Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, because it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter was standing with them, warming himself as well. Then the high priest asked Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus replied to him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always gather, and I did not say anything in secret. Why are you questioning me? Question those who have heard what I said to them. Look, they know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by gave Jesus a slap in the face and said, "Is this how you answer the high priest?" Jesus replied to him, "If I have said anything wrong, testify concerning the wrong. But if it was right, why are you hitting me?" Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Then they said to him, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" He then denied it and said, "No, I am not." One of the high priest's servants, who was a relative of him whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied it again, and immediately the cock crowed. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the governmental headquarters. Now it was early, but they themselves did not go into the governmental headquarters so as not to be defiled, but rather to be able to eat the Passover meal. Then Pilate came out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not a wrongdoer, we would not have handed him over to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Then the Jews said to him, "It is not permitted for us to kill anyone." This was so that the word of Jesus, which he spoke, might be fulfilled, indicating what kind of death he was going to die. Then Pilate went into the governmental headquarters again, and he called for Jesus, and he said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied to him, "Are you asking this on your own initiative, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your people and the senior priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my assistants would be contending for me not to be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not constituted of things here." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king then?" Jesus answered, "As you say, I am a king. I was born for the following purpose, and for the following purpose I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And having said this, he went out again to the Jews, and he said to them, "I find no case against him at all." Now it is a custom for you that I release one person to you at the Passover. So do you want me to release the King of the Jews to you? Then they all shouted again and said, "Not this one, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber.